From JMI Wealth this Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So what are they going to do? The Commerce Commission comes out and goes to Auckland Airport, yeah. You're making too much money, the airlines go, cool, give us $50 million back. Where does all this go? What's going on?
Well, probably nowhere, really. The Commerce Commission has released its final review into pricing at both Christchurch and Auckland airports. Now, this follows, they had a draft report which came out earlier in the year. That came out in April. So what they've actually said isn't unexpected, but it's important for a couple of reasons, and I'll try and explain. It gets a bit technical. But basically what they've said is the Commerce Commission has said that Auckland's airport's targeted returns are not fully justified. And they're looking at the period from 2017 to 2022. Yeah, they estimated over that period, Auckland Airport will what they call over-earn by $53 million. Now, what happens here is the Commerce Commission looks at what it thinks is an acceptable rate of return on the assets that the airport owns. Now, they calculate what's called a weighted average cost of capital. Don't worry too much about that. Worry about the number, 6.41%. The airport, though, has a targeted return of 6.99%. So there's a gap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real right or wrong answer to this. And the key point here is that they're not actually regulated by the Commerce Commission. The Commerce Commission reviews the pricing, so it's actually not going to make them change the pricing. But and there isn't really a right number. What the airport is saying, as anybody who's been out there a lot, and I've been out in a lot of airports in the last year, Auckland Airport is creaking under the weight of numbers, and they've just affirmed their annual earnings guidance between 265 and 275. $5 million. That's for the year ended June 30. But they've reminded us that passenger numbers are up 44% since 2012. But what the airport's saying is they're spending $1.8 billion on the transforming and changing and upgrading the airport. And they're saying that's risky. You know, they're risky. And because it's risky, what do you get if you're taking on more risk? You want more return.
Exactly.
So they're saying the return is a little bit higher. So the Commerce Commission, look, it says the profits are too high. Can't really do anything about it. But what it does do, Mike, is that sort of oversight, it now probably goes away until 2022. So the airport can probably relax a little bit about it. Airport share price bounced back, fell to $6.80, it's back up $7.06. But nothing, Mike, nothing will happen.
No, exactly, which is my concern about the Commerce Commission, that before we get to the petrol companies, but I'll come back to that later. Now, listen, we've got John King after 7 o'clock this morning, who's chairman of ANZ these days. So he comes out and he goes, what we need are tougher banking laws in this country, which I find interesting in and of itself. But nowhere is the home of banking and financial sector talk more than Australia right now.
Yeah, Mike, you cannot open, I'm still in Australia, you cannot open a paper in Australia without seeing more commentary on the banks and more commentary on the banks and AMP actually as well, and the impacts of that Royal Commission into the misconduct in the Banking Superannuation and Financial Services Report, or it's called the Hayne Report actually now. That report is out, it's well publicised, highly critical of banks, of their conduct, of their sale process, and it's forcing a huge amount of change on these financial institution. Now, but that report's out. But what we're starting to see now, Mike, is the bank profit results. We're seeing the impacts on the actual financial performance. We're seeing this greater focus on compliance spend, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the big move, what's the new buzzword in banking over here? What's the new buzzword? Simplification. So basically sell everything and just get back to doing banking. It's a very speedy look at the result. ANZ, worst financial performance in 8 years. They believe the cost from dealing to this inquiry findings won't be sustained over the medium term, because what are they going to do, Mike? They're going to make their business simpler, less complex, less places for them to muck up, basically. Second half of the financial year, operating income down 12%. Oh, just a quick look through. NAB, their full year cash profit down 14%. They're booking charges of $348 million for customer remediation. CBA, profit down 4.8%. I mean, look, it's everywhere you go. And, of course, AMP, well, that's, we don't even have time to go there. But, yes, we've got the report on New Zealand Bank's conduct next week, so we'll cover that next week.
Look forward to it. What are the numbers?
25,313. The Dow surging up 195 points. S&P 500 2727 up 16. NASDAQ 7380 up 74. So all positive there. FTSE 100 7104 down 24. The Nikkei 21687 down 232. Shanghai Composite 2606 up 3. The ASX 200, they were up 10 yesterday, 5840. We had a good day on the NZX 50, up 91, 8843. Yahoo for the end of the week. The NZX NZ dollar stronger this morning, 0.6644 against the US, 0.9737 against the point nine two three seven against the Aussie, 0.5828 euro, 0.5122 yen. I'm not doing a great job on this morning, am I, Mike? 0.5122 pounds, 74.88 yen. Gold, $1,232. Oil, $72.80.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Righto, straight to the buffet for a pan au chocolat. Well done. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He's available at jmiwealth.co.nz.